It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Dave and DeGenovic, a new conversation.
All right, here we go.
On KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. Utah's top story on politics. Special coverage with David DeGenovic.
I don't know how to put this any other way other than it was a landslide loss for Utah County Attorney David Levitt. His opponent, Jeff Gray, got 73% of the primary vote. 27% that we know of so far for David Levitt. There's no Democratic candidate in the general election, so that means that Gray will be the next Utah County Attorney, unless, I don't know, something unforeseen happens, but he will be the next Utah County Attorney, and Levitt is out.
Well, this isn't a huge surprise that David Levitt was in for a dogfight. We knew it was going to be a battle. I don't think any of us anticipated this kind of a landslide. I mean, 73% in a primary is staggering. And I want to know what he takes from this. Was there a message that was sent? What does he attribute this to? So David Levitt has been kind enough to join us right now, Utah County Attorney, at least until January. Thank you for joining us.
Happy to be here. Happy to be here.
Okay, I'll be honest. I was surprised to see these numbers. Was there a message being sent to you about the job that you're doing? And will you change at all over the next 6 months with the direction you're headed?
Well, there's a lot of messages here, yes. And I think it's important to parse those messages out. And before I get to those messages, what I think the messages are, let me speak to my last 6 months. I mean, the people of Utah County have not only spoken, but they've spoken resoundingly with resounding clarity. And I had a productive conversation last night with Jeff Gray and said things like, you know, Jeff, I'm sure that you don't want me preparing your budget for next year, et cetera, et cetera. And I'm happy to do whatever I can over the course of the next 6 months to help you transition into a county attorney to shape this county attorney's office how you would like it shaped. And that's, I believe that becomes my primary responsibility over the course of the next 6 months is to ensure that Jeff Gray has everything, every tool that he has that is possible for him to start his administration, and that's my commitment both to him and to the people of Utah County. As to the lessons here, I'll say this is disturbing to me on a very deep level, not for me personally, because this really isn't about me. This is disturbing that in America, in a place like Utah County, a conservative Republican can say, listen, we need to restore checks and balances to the system. We don't want to live in a country where 99% of the time the government punishes people without proving the case. In most nations in this country, we call that a police state. We haven't really come to the point where we're willing to call that about our country, but the reality is our system of criminal justice is so far different from what our founders designed that we literally 99% of the time have a government that punishes people without proof because of plea bargains. And my effort all along has been to return more power to people through juries and less power to prosecutors and to police. And And I stated very clearly when I took office that I would reform this criminal justice system or I would fail trying. And at least at this juncture, as an elected prosecutor, I think I failed. And I think it's not to say that the principles which I am discussing aren't accurate, but I think what's important to note is why did I fail? And I think that the message for me is that we live in a society where people can fabricate lies out of whole cloth, advance them on social media, perpetuate them through various media outlets that are just looking for a daily story, and people will believe them. And what I think we see in this race is a new low in Utah politics, because I don't believe that there's been a race in my memory in any part of Utah that has stooped to such vicious lows and incredible lies in order to get someone out of office.
That's the point I wanted to get to as well. So as I was driving through Utah County the other day, I saw your billboards, your billboard slogan talked about the criminal justice system and reforming it. But I wondered, as I was driving by a couple of those billboards, I wondered if that's what lost the race for you as I woke up this morning and saw the numbers, or if it was the headlines that I'm reading. I mean, the Fox 13 report from just the other night that says video raises questions about Utah County Attorney's adoption of a Native American child. We know at the beginning of June you were holding a dueling, news conference with the sheriff of Utah County over an old investigation that had to do with what you called debunked allegations toward you having to do with sex abuse that you said were extremely old and long since debunked and false. Was it the publicity that did you in, or was it your policy regarding the justice system?
Well, I can only speak anecdotally to that, but I can say this. I have not. If I spend 15 minutes explaining my policy to anybody in Utah County, anybody in Utah for that matter, I'll dare say anyone in America, because this is not a conservative issue. This is not a liberal issue. These are American issues. If I spend 15 minutes describing in detail and having a conversation with people, 95% of the time, they're with me. And I've experienced that now over and over and over again. I think that the fact that I got 20-something% speaks to the fact that that's probably how many people I spoke with, right? But what we're dealing with here is the fact that not that people spread lies. What we're dealing with is that we're dealing with a citizenry that will embrace them and believe them. We're dealing with a citizenry who will spend 4 hours a night on Netflix, but not spend 15 minutes talking about something that's really important. And you look at the latest allegations. The latest allegations of questions being raised about the adoption of my daughter. My wife and I had before we adopted our daughter, we had seven children. We're in our mid-50s and we adopted our niece's daughter. And while I had my one meeting with the tribal council, we also talked about Buffalo sending them to Ukraine, because Viktor Yushchenko, the former president of Ukraine, and us have been figuring out how to do that. And the article timed. I mean, I receive an email from the Fox 13 reporter at 4:11 in the morning on Friday morning, saying, do you want to comment about this? Well, it turns out that the abortion case came out on Friday, so that stole their plan to be able to release it the Friday before the election. And so then they release it the Monday before the election. And really all they're talking about, you know, they'll take a videotape where I'm telling a story and they'll cut and they'll slice it. And so it makes it look like there's something funny and something fishy. And there's nothing funny or there's nothing fishy. And beyond that, it happened, whatever happened, this adoption took place before I was county attorney. It has nothing to do with the policies, right? And so you take that, you take allegations of cannibalism and child murder, and I will tell you empirically, that, you know, my negatives were under 20% before, because we polled them, right? My negatives were under 20%. Before the allegations of ritualistic abuse were raised by the sheriff.
Well,
a week after those ritualistic abuse allegations were levied, my negatives hovered at 60%. And that's simply on an allegation from someone in authority. And when we have people in government that will do that for the express purpose of eliminating their check, that should trouble everyone. And I'll tell you, I'm the first county attorney I'm the first county attorney in 40 years to truly be a check on the police. And I'm likely to be the last county attorney in the next 40 years to be a check on the police, because people now understand what happens when the elected prosecutor who has the responsibility to be a check on the police actually stands up and does it.
David Levitt, I'm going to be honest, an hour podcast addressing all this would probably be pretty beneficial. Unfortunately, we're constrained by a little more time here on our show. But I do want to ask one final question. We have about 30 seconds left. But do you anticipate, going back to policy versus some of the accusations that were made, do you expect the death penalty to be sought in cases once again in Utah County?
Well, let me just say quickly that, you know, it would have been nice had people come and talk to me about these allegations. I mean, we had town hall meetings. One person would show up, you know. But as to the policy, listen, my goal for the next 6 months is to put an office in place that does not violate my ethics and that does not and that sets my opponent, Jeff Gray, up, the county attorney-elect, for success. You're not going to see me changing any of my policies, but you will see me structurally putting things in place so that Mr. Gray has the best chance of success. And I think that's my responsibility as a public servant, because Jeff Gray is going to be my county attorney, and I want to make a smooth transition, and I hope that he's successful. I hope that he's able to maintain some independence between he and the sheriff.
Well, that's certainly magnanimous of you. Thank you for taking the opportunity to speak with us. David Levitt, Utah County Attorney, loses decisively, in my opinion, quite shockingly. 73-27. We'll have a new Utah County Attorney come January.
Let's pose your final question about the death penalty to who will be the person who will be the next Utah County Attorney, Jeff Gray, when he calls the show in 3.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.